We return for the final segment of K-Man's In Focus, and we got just a little over 5 minutes remaining in the program. And City Manager Fear, we have a lot of things that are on the agenda. And I know that there's a big project in Aggieville that you're going to be talking about tonight.
Right. It's really the only general agenda item we have. So this is the consideration of the first reading of an ordinance that would rezone the 12th Street and Bluemont Avenue development from C3 commercial district to a planned unit development. This is for the proposed 127-room, five-story Marriott Courtyard Hotel that would also have 113 parking stalls in a enclosed garage that's part of the development there. That's been to the planning board, and they recommend approval 7-0. And so this is a project that obviously would be a good kickstart for the Aggieville redevelopment plan that we're working on, and certainly create some greater opportunities for. So this is the first reading consideration of that ordinance. There are three other public hearings tonight. Two of them deal with improvements at the water and wastewater plants for some Kansas Department of some loans from Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And then we also have a public hearing on the vacation of right-of-way on South 17th Street south of Fairlane, which has been, everybody I think assumed was abandoned, but hasn't officially been abandoned. And so there's a consideration there. On the consent agenda, a number of items, change order out at the airport to allow the General Service Administration to improve some office space for the TSA out there, Transportation Security Administration, where they're proposing to make some improvements and pay for those. And then also a big one on the consent agenda is to consider agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This will start a design contract for elevating the flood levee.
That's been talked about a long time.
Has been a long time, and anywhere from 1.5 to 3.3 feet. So at Casement and Hayes, which we've talked about, where the levee terminates here on the northeast side of the levee, that raise would be about 3 to 3.5 feet at that location, and then follows the Blue River side is where it hasn't is lower than what it was assumed it was during the 93 flood when that was done. It would go all the way around to the Kansas side to just short of the wastewater treatment plant, where that raise would be about 1.5 feet. Also makes a lot of upgrades to the existing levee, changes out some gate boxes. So it's about a $1.7 million design contract, of which our share of that is 35%, or about $600,000, which is budgeted out of our stormwater fund. We also have the first formal intergovernmental support agreement with Fort Riley Garrison to do joint purchasing of bulk salt. Allows the city to have additional storage space on the fort, and they'll actually procure it through us and be a cost savings for them. So it's a win-win for both of us there. We have a sale of a lot in the Corporate Technology Park, just short of a 15-acre tract to Walters Morgan Construction. We're currently located out on Walters Drive and plan to relocate there. So that's a few of the things. We have a hazard mitigation grant application we're asking the commission to approve for $1 million grant, of which our share would be 25%, and that's with three properties, one on Village Drive, one on Fairman Drive, and one on Bethany Drive, that were all impacted from flooding previously on Wildcat Creek, and the owners are interested in that particular buyout and improvement program. We've got a work session next week for a quarterly airport update and parking lot improvement information, and some benefit district petitions, draft ones to consider for some improvements on the Stonehaven Unit 2. City, county, on the 16th, we won't be back here before then, is a Wildcat Creek watershed study that was done to build some detention ponds out on Fort Riley that would benefit flooding in that area by detaining water on the fort.
That'd be a real good item of interest. I know that's been talked about for quite a while too. Even when I was on the calendar, we really had some problems there with Wildcat Creek.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. It's no simple meeting tonight, Mayor Morse.
No, it's complicated every time. Just getting to the point of having your head around all these issues, preparing for one of these meetings, and trying to be everywhere as mayor. is sometimes a challenge. So
we continue to appreciate your work, both of you.
Thank you. Mike Dodson will be mayor beginning November 7th.
Okay.
Just to say that's about 2 months from now. And so, you know, we're our terms are a year and 2 months because of the legislature tinkering with the terms. So he'll carry it on out then through January 2020.
Well, that's all the time we have today for K-Man's In Focus. City Manager Ron Feer, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse joining us for the program tomorrow. We'll have guests from USD 383. School is about to get back in session, at least for the kiddos. Already is for the educators. Have a great day. Get out and vote. Primary election coverage tonight on K-Man.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN.